This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ken McCusick from FilmStudyBaltimore.com joins us. What's up, Ken?
Life's good, Rob. How about you?
Doing well. Undrafted free agents. I want to get this one first. Kid from Iowa, inside linebacker. I think he's Jeremy Kahn's favorite player because, as you have here, he has below average length.
Hated it.
Higgins undrafted because he's a very slow guy at 482-40.
So is Jeremy.
Yeah, but that's up top, not
that's
low.
What I meant.
Yeah. But one of the interesting things is he's a guy who impacts the passing game despite being a small guy at 5.5 yards per target and 57.2 opposition passer rating, 5.39 yards per target career. So he's got a three cone that's good, but his speed doesn't match it, gets in passing lanes, knows what's happening behind him, which is very unusual for a young linebacker. But he definitely could make the practice squad and be a guy they would call up to play in games when they need an extra linebacker.
Well, we're talking about linebackers. What about out of all these guys, you know, Higgins and Bunyan's a good name. Yep. I mean, for, you know.
Let's talk about him if you want.
I would like to talk about him, actually, because his name caught my eye. I mean, it's going to be an easy, you know, it's an easy nickname when he's here. They list you almost as a guard and fullback. Is he like, a Pat Ricard kind of player?
Yeah, I think that's what he is. Now, here's the thing. It's a real strange situation. He played 3 years of defense, but he only had about 500 snaps career at Maryland doing that over 3 years. And then he played offensive line for the first time in 2024 and had almost 700 snaps, but he was terrible. I mean, terrible. As bad as you can be in terms of PFF scoring, let me put it this way. So I think they're bringing him in to be a fullback. I can't
really
think of any reason. Yeah, why? I mean, what else makes sense? He could be a long snapper, maybe, but a backup there. But I'm not buying the fact.
I mean, is he amazing on special teams or something?
Fullback makes the most sense.
Okay.
In terms of a role. So we'll see. We'll see where the guy ends up. I'll be interested. If he's just an offensive lineman, it's going to be kind of that's anticlimactic.
Well, go ahead. Ed, you had something else?
No, I'm just wondering. I mean, he's a Terp, isn't he?
Yeah.
Yes. I mean, I wonder if that had, just a nod to a local kid to give him a roster spot.
Yeah, that'd be okay if he wasn't absolutely awful last year. I mean, if you know PFF pass blocking scores, they go to, a 0 to 100 basis and an average of 60. His was 27 last year. I mean, it's just no player would be draftable with that kind of grade.
It's hard because plus a Bunyan ruined Slammer, and I'm going to get you, sucker, which was played by Jim Brown.
Don't touch my Bunyan.
Yeah, it was a Bunyan that got him. All right, let me talk about this running backs, and I'm assuming it's Sone and Toe.
No.
You got it? What?
It's Sony, like Sony.
No, I'm laughing because I thought it was Sone. laughing at what I thought it was.
By the way, we just went over it and he told me and I already forgot it. But a lot of touchdowns and not a lot of carry. Do you see anything here? Because it sounded like something
Monmouth.
That some of the guys started circling.
You know,
Monmouth
had football.
Yeah. He's a complete unit. I mean, he's 5'10 and he's thick as hell, top to bottom.
See, that's my kind of guy.
Yeah. short yardage running back, all the speed needed to play special teams. He'd done a lot of goal line snaps in the Wildcat at Monmouth. That was his big shtick. So he'd come on, and there wouldn't be a quarterback. He'd just jump right in there and take the snap.
He gonna steal goal line carries from Henry?
I don't think so, but it'd be interesting. Yeah, the guy spent 3 years at Harvard before he went to Monmouth. That's an interesting transfer, by the way. Your parents would be very proud if you made that one.
Harvard to Monmouth.
Monmouth had better football. That's why he left. Kim McCusick joins us. I didn't know Monmouth had football.
Yeah.
I want to talk about the two nose tackles, Nash Hutmaker, and he's from Nebraska, and Jason Jones from Auburn. The reason why is because normally when you have undrafted free agents from big schools, they get a lot of eyes on them when they come in.
Yeah, so they probably paid some extra money to Jason Jones. We'll go over him first. He's your standard nose tackle, 6'6", 325, long arms, slow as hell. He's everything you would expect. He sets his feet well, no pass rush presence at all. So might make the team, and he might be in the Pierce kind of role. Hutmaker is the most interesting story of all of the UDFAs, and there's some kind of weird ones in here. 6'4", 310, so he's a little even undersized for that nose position. He'll be 24 in May. In eighth grade in South Dakota, he wrestled heavyweight varsity.
Wow.
Heavyweight varsity. Now, oftentimes in eighth grade, you probably know this, that they'll go down to eighth grade to find a lower weight class that they don't have covered.
Right.
Okay. But
you get all the forfeits, right?
Yeah. You don't get all the forfeits. Yeah. But anyway, they got this guy out of eighth grade to immediately jump into the heaviest weight division. There might be a super heavyweight, but anyway, he lost the state title as an eighth grader, and then he was undefeated from ninth grade on, including 72 straight pins. There's all these incredible things. He was ranked number one nationally as a senior, and he spent, in winning the state wrestling tournament his senior year, I don't know if it's 16, 32, however many people were in this, he spent less than 2 minutes total on the mat.
Wow. tackler.
Yeah, so he'll be some tackler. And he'll really understand leverage. We had this discussion last time, I think, Ed, was how much defensive lineman and leverage matters with a wrestling background.
He'll be great on the top of the pile when you're trying to run the clock out and everybody's trying to get up and he's just pinning the guy. He's just on top of it.
Ed, you know this. Keep your eye on him because if he doesn't make it in football, what will he be? WWE.
Oh, there you go. Okay.
The Rock and all of those guys. But go ahead. I'm sorry, Ed.
No problem. Again, since these guys are, a lot of these guys, I mean, you have Nebraska in here and you have schools like that in Maryland, but there's a lot of small schools when you look at Lafayette and things like that. How hard is it to gauge a player's ability when they're playing that kind of schedule?
It's very hard for me, I can tell you. I think that the scouts that for the Ravens have a better understanding of the context involved and know what the pitfalls are. But I tell you what, in general, I love the fact that they went with more small school picks even in this draft. Carson Vinson, of course, out of Alabama A&M is a small school guy. The Ravens hadn't had that in the DaCosta era. They had a lot of it in the Ozzie era when my understanding always was that Eric was the one who was personally responsible for the small school scouting.
He played the D3, so I bet he's got an affinity for it.
There you go.
Yeah. Finding gems there. I mean, we always talk about this. Like, I tell people when it comes to basketball, the difference between D3 and D1, it's not a talent thing most times. It's a size thing.
Yeah. That's same in football.
Yeah. So
when I played D3, some of the small guys actually got looks. Like, one of our guys got a look by the Seahawks when I was in college. The big guys didn't because they had the size, but they were kind of slow and weren't, they couldn't be D1 players.
Yeah, you need those special freakish athletes. But, getting the kid from Towson. Is there – which guys kind of – and I'll leave you with this. I know you're excited about Nash, but is there anybody else in this group that you're like, I want to see what he can do, specifically because you read their background or saw something on him?
They have two developmental offensive tackles. So they got Carson Vinson, who I think is their best chance for it. But they also got Jared Penning, who's the brother of Trevor Penning, the big penalty machine. Jared Penning is...
was he a former first-round pick?
Yeah, former first-round pick of the Saints. And he had over a penalty per game. His brother gets less than one-third as many penalties on a rate basis. And he played guard right next to his brother. And then he got moved out to tackle when his brother went pro. So he'd be one, and they have another offensive tackle who's almost 6'9". Where's the guy's name? Jared Christian Lichtenhan of Oregon State.
Now I'm sure you'll go all in more in depth with this on your podcast. Tell folks how they can find you on your podcast.
Yeah, filmstudybaltimore.com is the website. Look for Film Study Baltimore Ravens Talk on your favorite podcast thing. And yes, there'll be an entire episode on the UDFAs that goes into a lot of depth.
We look forward to it. Ken, thanks a lot, my man. Doing 2 days with us this week.
Happy.
Committed.